we've had representation from both government and private organizations, not only the federal government, but local state organizations, cities, even international government agencies from, say, India and so forth have contributed and participated in the effort. Likewise, we've had many research and education institutions, as well as commercial entities that have participated in the efforts. For example, Northrop Grumman would be a key example. That's a commercial company, but that also works in the defense sector and supporting federal agencies.
With respect to the metrics themselves, give us an example of what they apply to, say an operating system.
These are a little bit more broad than operating systems. There's a number of key categories, seven total, that have been developed. But I think some key ones that would be a great starting point for organizations would be security incidents, also financial metrics, and configuration management metrics. So, for example, the incident metrics would cover cost of security incidents. That, per se, wouldn't cover any one particular platform, but any incident that happened within an organization, whether that was physical theft or loss, or if that was a denial of service or some other type of issue that an organization unexpectedly had occur in their organization. Likewise, with the configuration management metric, that covers the percent of compliant systems. So although it's designed to work in conjunction with explicit benchmarks, maybe for the Windows 7 platform or an Oracle database, it does not go down to that level of which recommendations and settings should be applied to the system, but it shows people, once they've captured that data, how do I use that and calculate a metric the same way every other organization would. And the purpose behind that is, once I can calculate the metric the same way everybody else does, I can enable a learning feedback loop where I can compare and benchmark my performance against my peers in the future.
Well, let's get back to the security incident, for example. How would you state a metric for security incidents?
That's a really good question. Well, we've broken down all of the metrics into three basic pieces. One is the data that's required to be collected from an organization. So in the example of an incident, some of those data attributes would be the date the incident was identified, whether it was identified internally or by an external source, say through the Secret Service or the FBI notifying us that something happened, or maybe a partner that we work with, a supplier. And once an organization has those attributes, then there's a definition that defines how to calculate that metric. For example, using the date of resolution when an organization no longer works on that metric anymore, minus the date that they identified it, and that will be an example metric of the mean time from identification to resolution. And that would show them an efficiency of how they're performing in managing and resolving incidents that do occur. And two of the attributes in the data table that would be used to calculate that particular metric. Likewise, the definition also covers which time period to calculate the metric on. For example, the first and end of each month, as well as the start and end of a calendar quarter, as well as the beginning and the end of a calendar year. So regardless of any particular organization's own unique reporting, as far as the international community and the future efforts to benchmark those metrics, everyone should calculate those metrics on the same exact time frames and time periods.